Assuming I buy everything that you've said tonight, which I do, one objection that I have heard to, once you pass that first level, where you say, okay, without God, meaningfulness is impossible. And then you move on to criticizing the Christian God, which is usually the order that things go through. Now, assuming that the Christian God is true, and you've gotten to that level, you know, in your discussion with somebody, and they bring up the idea that in order for this God to not only give meaning to life, but to give, you know, true meaning includes a good life. In other words, this God has to be truly altruistic. Considering the problem of hell, and, you know, it's basically the argument from evil, saying that if this God gives proper meaning, if your biblical God gives to give him, for him to give proper beneficial meaning to life, he would have to, what about the problem of hell? In other words, if he is able to foresee everything, when he's creating person A, B, C, D, E, and throwing him into life, he knows ahead of time who will and will not accept him ultimately and go to heaven. Why not create person A, C, and D only if he knows that person B and so on is destined for hell?
Yes. I gave one of these apologetics lectures about 2 or 3 years ago on this very topic. I don't know if that's still on tape, and is it okay? So maybe you can ask Craig about it. But yeah. In a nutshell, what I would say is that I do think God has that kind of knowledge. But, and this is what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow night. It's called middle knowledge, that God knows what people would do under any circumstances he would put them in. And what I would say is that in a world of universal salvation of free creatures, in which this many people are saved and go to heaven, but with fewer lost than this world, may not be feasible for God. In other words, say that persons A and B were to give their lives to Christ only in a world in which, say, C and D were lost. Then it wouldn't be possible for God to just make a world in which A and B existed and went to heaven, because A and B in that world would perhaps have been lost themselves. So what God has to do is to build a world of individuals that are compossible with each other. And it may well be the case that in any world of free creatures that God could have created that has this many people who are saved, there would also be this many people who are lost.
Okay, and that's fine. I just have one more addition to that question. Once you've gotten to that stage,
yes.
The argument I've heard after that is that then circumstances can send you to hell, whereas in another set of life circumstances, you would have gone to heaven. In other words, it's not that person's heart that's put to test in earth, or that's not the only factor in his eternal destiny. It's also his life circumstances. How is that fair for a person to have such life circumstances that
right.
he ultimately goes to hell when he would have maybe gone to heaven
right.
in other life circumstances?
Right. Well, that's a good question. I think what the Christian could say, one response would be to say that God provides sufficient grace for salvation in every circumstances, because his will is that all persons be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Scripture says God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. So no matter what circumstances you find yourself in, God will give you sufficient grace for salvation. And it's up to you whether or not you reject or accept him in those circumstances. The circumstances don't determine it. It's you who by your own free will determine how you respond to his grace. So one way to respond would be to simply say that he does his part. He gives sufficient grace for salvation in every circumstances, and it's entirely up to you where you will spend eternity. So your destiny is in your own hands. Another way to put it, though, and now this is just a possibility, would be perhaps God only creates people who are damned who would be lost no matter what circumstances God created them in.
Mm-hmm.
He could create persons who he knew would have rejected him under any circumstances. And therefore, they can't complain that had they been created in other circumstances, they would have been saved. God would say, no, that's not true.
Right.
I know that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, again, God could not be accused of injustice. So I think there are a couple of possible ways that a person might answer this question. Of course, we don't know the true answer.